Okay, everybody, welcome to our first gathering up in the Beis Knesses. 5 minute Chassidus in the morning. Today, Monday, is going to be the juniors. So welcome, juniors. Today we're going to be looking at Sfas Semes in this coming Parsha, Parshas Vayera. So in this Sfas Semes is talking about how Bnei Yisrael had either two ways of listening to Moshe or coming to be having the Gula, either through being Mekabel the Torah, accepting the Torah, or Zuchus Avos, having merits from Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. So in the middle of Tuf Reish Samach Gimel and Parshas of Eira, the Sfas Emes says the following. He says, Uve Emes, K'moshe Tzrichin L'hamin Be'akadosh Baruch Hu, just as a person has an obligation, as a requirement, to believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, af she'ein icholid l'havin hanagas hanel meshel Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though a person does not have the ability to understand necessarily the actions or the mindset, so to speak, or how Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Nevertheless, we still have a obligation to believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though we don't fully understand how he operates, so to speak. Kamo kein srichen lahamin b'nei Yisrael. So too we have an obligation to believe in a b'nei Yisrael. Af al pi, shenirin ke'orin v'shchorin, kamo shekatz v'shchor ani v'nava. As it says in Shir HaShirin, I am dark, I am blackened with dirt, with mud. However, I'm still beautiful. And nevertheless, even though we might not understand the way that we ourselves operate, that we might be falling to avera, we might be doing things that are, you know, not as in line with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, with the Torah and the mitzvos, we still have an obligation to believe in ourselves, that we have a chelik elokami mal mamish, that we have a point in us that is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is beautiful, that is not tainted, that is totally separate from gashmius, that can't be touched by any aver that we do. We have to have that belief, even though we don't understand why I did this yesterday, or why I saw that, or why I spoke this way, or why I didn't, you know, daven with kavana. Even though we don't understand necessarily the actions that we do, we still have an obligation to believe in ourselves. And that's actually found in this week's Parsha as well. In Parsha Shemos, the Sfas Emes in Tuf Reish Lamed Beis brings the Rashi that says that we were Nimshal L'Kochavim. We have a mashal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that we are similar to the stars. And that's why Hashem counts us, because he wants to show that he loves us. So says the Sfas Emes, L'nimo di ha-kasav chibasam. What's the Torah? Who's the Torah telling us that Hashem loves? Says the Sfas Emes, V'anai l'vnei Yisrael atzman. 100%, it's coming to tell us, to B'nei Yisrael. L'yada kol echad, to let every single person know, ki hu b'chlal tzivakai Hashem, that he is included in the army of Hashem, B'kash Baruch Hu. And that a person should chas v'shalom never think, never underestimate his power, that he has a chelik elokah mimal mamish, and that he has a point in him that is so close and so beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're recognized by Hashem, and we're chashav to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person should understand and know that even though he might find himself in a place of darkness, in a place that's, he might think he's not counted, he might think he's not, he might think he's distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not counting him. Nevertheless, a person should understand and know that he's Yakar B'nei Hashem, he's precious in the eyes of Hashem, and we should get chizik from this. And a person should never feel depressed or dejected from the Yetzer hara that tries to tell him that, nope, you're not counted and you're not yucker in front of in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, however, we should never give up hope. Ein shem yesh. We should know that we're beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why we're nimshal l'kochavim. We're compared to the stars. And that's why we should never give up hope and believe in ourselves, even though we may not understand why the things we do. All right, everybody, have a great day. Shabbat shalom, that we're yakar be'enei HaKadosh Baruch Hu.